And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hey, it's Dave Clemens. In the studio with me, I have Stuart Schmidt. He is the Athletic Training Program Manager at St. Charles. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. It's been a while since you've been here. As a matter of fact, gone through some changes. You've gone from, where were you before? You were at the center.
I was with the Center Foundation.
And now you're with St. Charles.
Yes.
Kind of doing the same job?
Yes, my job is more or less the same as what I've been doing. I am supervising our athletic training outreach program, which provides athletic trainers to all the high schools here in Central Oregon, and then also managing all of our community injury prevention outreach programs that we used to run through the Center Foundation, but has now been picked up by St. Charles as part of the acquisition of the center by St. Charles.
Gotcha. Okay, so just kind of change your business card a little bit, but you're still pretty much doing the same thing.
Yes.
Okay, so with St. Charles now, we'll talk about train your brain in a little bit, but I want to talk about the athletic trainers thing. What? Any idea how this came about? I mean, we're just like, well, the high schools need trainers.
Well, in a way, that is how it got started. Yeah. You know, about 25 years ago, you know, the physicians at the center started recognized the need for having athletic trainers at the schools. They were watching sports teams and saw that there was no one out there to take care of the injuries on the field when students got hurt playing sports. So they started the Center Foundation, started that program of providing athletic trainers to the high schools. Now, 25 years later, we're still doing that. We've expanded from what was two schools at the time to now we're providing athletic trainers to over 8 high schools in the area, all the schools here in Bend, Lapine, Sisters, Crook County, and Madras. And so athletic trainers are healthcare providers, are healthcare professionals. They're there at the schools on a daily basis providing, you know, attending to all the medical needs of the students participating in sports. So if a student goes down and gets hurt on the field, they respond right away, they evaluate, they treat the injuries, they work with the family to put together a treatment plan and referral plan if necessary, depending on the severity of the injury, but more or less they are just, you know, there to take care of any and all medical needs after school for those participating in sports.
It's hard to imagine a time that they didn't have that. It's like, just roll Bobby off to the sidelines and we'll continue with the game.
Yeah.
And good luck.
Well, there's a lot of places that don't. I think, you know, in Oregon, less than 50% of schools have access to an athletic trainer. I think nationwide, it's, I think, about 30% of schools don't have access to an athletic trainer. So there's been a lot of growth over that time, but there's still a lot of places that don't have that same care, same access.
Now, is this trainer part of the school staff? Does the school pay for this person, or who pays for this?
So the athletic trainers are our employees, okay. And we provide them to the schools. Now, the schools do make a small contribution to help cover the cost, but more or less the majority of the cost is picked up by, well, now St. Charles,
sure,
to provide that care. But all the services that the athletic trainers provide at the schools, the families don't pay for anything. All those services are provided free of cost to the students and their families.
Wow. Okay, well, that's good work you guys are doing on this.
I think it's really important.
Yeah, for sure. Let's talk about Train Your Brain. Now, that's coming up here pretty quick, right?
Yeah, so I mentioned that we do some other community outreach programs focused on injury prevention, awareness, and education. And so Train Your Brain is another one of our big programs that we run. We've been doing it for over 15 years, and that's where we go out to every public elementary school in Central Oregon, and we present to the third graders about the importance of wearing a helmet, why they should wear a helmet, how to make sure their helmet fits properly, and then we give out free helmets as part of that program. So at the conclusion of every presentation, any kid that does not have or needs a helmet is given a new helmet free of charge, and our staff and our volunteers make sure that the helmet fits properly for them as well before they leave.
Do we have any kind of stats or anything available as far as how many injuries we're preventing with these helmets? Or I mean, I guess if you're wearing a helmet and you hit the pavement, you're okay. That's not reported anywhere. Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's really hard to pick up on the number, yeah, of injuries of like that didn't happen because of someone was wearing a helmet. But sure. I think they estimate, I've seen some reports as many as 88% of injuries could be prevented based off of wearing a helmet. So the vast majority of times when people do hurt their head or get in a, you know, have a brain injury, it's because they weren't wearing a helmet. So just, and a helmet is simple. It's fact, it's easy to do. And so it's probably the most easily controllable factor that someone can do to prevent a brain injury or a significant skull injury.
When a parent, guardian, whatever, is going out to buy their kid a helmet, if they're buying one, is there something to look for when you do that? Because I see some of these helmets look pretty cool, yeah. But then I wonder, like the helmet with the Mohawk, how good is that helmet for protection?
Well, you know, because of consumer safety laws and all that type of stuff, they can't sell a helmet that isn't, you know, hasn't passed the necessary test and whatnot to be able to be worn. I think most important part, most people don't realize, is how often they should replace a helmet. We have a rule that we teach the kids, and it's called one crash and it's trash. And that means if they get in a crash, they get in an accident, they hit their head, then it's time to throw that helmet away.
Because it can be compromised.
Exactly. And get a new helmet. So we teach the kids that, how to inspect it. We teach them that rule. You know, we see a lot of people that have the same helmet they've been wearing for 3, 4, 5 years. They've gotten multiple crashes, accidents, and most of the time it's probably long overdue for a new helmet.
Gotcha. Is there somewhere where someone can learn about what you guys are doing and how to get involved and all that? Do you have that up on a website somewhere or social media, or what's the best way to learn about what you're doing here, Stuart?
Yeah, with the information, we have some basic information with our schedule on the presentation, and some of the basic facts that we share in the Train Your Brain Preventions is available on our website. It's awesome that St. Charles has picked up and continued this program, but we also wouldn't be able to do it if it wasn't for the help of our sponsors that help purchase the helmets for us, and those are Summit Health, TDS Telecom, First Interstate Bank, and the Kiwanis Clubs of Sisters in Redmond as well.
All right. Thanks to them for their help. Been talking to Stuart Schmidt. He is the Athletic Training Program Manager for St. Charles, and good to see you.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.